This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Though it is not known how he would enforce it, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to sign an executive order to get rid of TikTok in the United States, as he tries to pressure the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The move is apparently tied to worries over how TikTok handles personal data and would represent a major blow for Beijing-based ByteDance, one of the few truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Mr. Trump's announcement yesterday followed what were called frantic negotiations between the White House, ByteDance, and potential buyers of TikTok, including Microsoft, but there was no deal. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceed $50 billion and that the company insists on retaining minority ownership. Seemingly complicated talks. TikTok is up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in the far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of deterioration in U.S.-China relations and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompted Beijing to force last weekend shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. The beginning of August brings with it the news that the coronavirus death toll in the United States soared by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from a Reuters tally and further erode hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.